This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Think sand, and you might have visions of lying on the beach, especially those of us living in colder climes right about now. But sand is also a key ingredient in concrete. And in the state of Texas, sand mining is big business. In the city of Houston, there are concerns that companies digging for sand along rivers contributed to the disastrous flooding that region saw from Hurricane Harvey. Now, in an unusual move for a business-friendly state, Texas lawmakers are considering new restrictions on the industry. Travis Bubenik has the story from the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media.
Harvey's flooding along the San Jacinto River ripped some homes completely off their foundations. The storm also flushed huge amounts of sand down the river and piled it up on the banks. If you want to see it up close, you first got to scramble through some thick woods.
Now, we just climbed vertically 15 feet of sand.
Matthew Berg's my guide. He runs a one-man flood risk advising firm called Simfero Consultants. He says even before Harvey, this place was loaded with sand.
If you look at the sands that are under our feet, you're talking almost 300 feet deep. So deep, deep geological deposits of sand.
That natural bounty has increasingly attracted companies that gather the sand and sell it as an ingredient for concrete. Nationwide, it's an almost $8 billion industry. Locally, it's the largest industrial activity along one fork of the San Jacinto River. Rob Van Til's with River Aggregates, a local sand mining company.
Anything that has construction, any type of new construction, is going to have sand in it.
The company's product eventually winds up in
all your roads, all your homes, all your hospitals, all your churches, all your schools.
All around us, excavators are digging huge mud pits. The mud gets cleaned up and sent off to concrete plants, like one owned by a company called Police Construction. Ed Mears is a manager there.
The demand for concrete and the use of it is, ingredients definitely is increasing here.
The Texas Demographic Center expects the Houston region's population to grow by about 1.7 million people over the next decade. So sand's in high demand. But some are now blaming the industry for making Harvey's destruction worse.
Do I feel that the sand mining operations contributed? Absolutely.
Houston City Councilmember Dave Martin says the company's mine too close to the river.
What in essence happened during Harvey was uncontrolled water coming our way, grabbing sand, and then bringing it down and deposited it into our backyard.
He says because of the buildup, the river couldn't hold as much water, so it flooded farther into neighborhoods than it would have otherwise. The industry disputes this. Van Til says Harvey's flooding didn't wash sand away from his company's mine to other areas.
The water comes in very fast, but it leaves fairly slow. So we really had no loss of material, no loss of anything leaving the property other than water after Harvey.
And Van Til says the sand pits even held back some of the floodwaters. Texas lawmakers are expected to tackle the issue when they meet in the new year for the state's legislative session. One proposal would create a new inspections program, require a hydrology assessment for mine permits, and make it a crime for companies to falsify records. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has already instructed state regulators to crack down on existing rules. Still, as to what the science tells us?
Well, it's hard to say.
University of Houston sand expert William Dupre.
We know that in some aspects they're not a problem. They even be a benefit. We know in other aspects they are a problem. What we certainly don't know is the net impact. Because it's like a lot of things, like urbanization, like building dams, they are both a problem and a benefit.
As the industry hums along, the local flood district is planning more research, and the different sides are lobbying lawmakers. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.